We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The great John Jastrzebski. Hi, John. How are you?
What's up, Joe? You're talking about golf games and disaster. I mean, I'm in the right place. All right, now I know I'm in a comfortable spot.
By the way, JJ's wearing his Yankee 4th of July hat.
Isn't it a nice hat?
No, it's very nice.
Very patriotic of me.
And this is another thing that makes you great.
You like my golf shirt, too. It's like I'm ready to play.
It's very nice.
Nike.
It's very nice.
I actually got to dress up because I'm here during the day. Yeah, I can't wear the basketball shorts, the flip-flops.
And you're also around me, so you got to have a little style.
Well, if I didn't,
most of the guys here have no style.
Most of the guys here have style,
God knows.
Well, I don't have much either myself.
But you know what? You got to elevate it.
That's the idea.
You know, as the older you get, you got to elevate the
style. Well, I mean, all this TV I'm doing, you got to have the suits you got to have the shirts.
Bro, I see you on SNY all the time.
I heard that earlier. Yeah, they make you look good, right?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know this better than anybody.
Well, it's hard to make me look good. But
no, they do.
But I just want to get back to the whole golf game disaster that is going on right now. You know, most guys, it makes me crazy. I swear to God. Anytime I go to play golf, I played golf yesterday, I stunk. I mean, there's no other way to say it was terrible. I mean, who's kidding? No. So... But I hear everybody, like these guys, they're all, I shot a 77 today. Oh, I shot an 80 today. I mean, you never hear anybody say, this is what kills me about golf.
What, I shot a 115?
Right. I want to hear the guy that says, oh, man, I was terrible today. I shot a 115. Can I hear that?
Nobody, you'd hear it from me.
No, me too.
You'd hear it from me.
But nobody will admit that he shot a 115. You shot a 77. How many mulligans did you give yourself?
I mean, listen, right? At least you got to be honest about it, right?
But most guys aren't.
No,
you
they're
know
not.
That.
No.
Nobody admit, oh, my God, oh, I'm great.
Couple, you know, here, there, but, you know, don't say you shot a 77.
No.
Don't insult my intelligence.
Don't insult my intelligence. And maybe the guy did, I don't know. But I never hear anybody say, you know what, I stunk today. Never. I had an off day today, I shot an 82. You know, that kind of nonsense. But anyway, how you doing, bro?
All is good, man. All is good.
Now you're in the daytime now?
Yeah, it's nice.
So they are basically, let's be honest, they are basically grooming you to take over for me when I retire.
I don't look at it that way.
You're the guy.
I appreciate
Scone, is he the guy, Scone? I mean, come on.
Well, in my book.
Right?
Scone loves me. See, you're getting a biased viewpoint
there. Scone is one of these. He's a renaissance.
Yeah. I love everybody.
Let me tell you something. Scone, if I had to be reincarnated, I want to be Scone. I want to be him. But that's, you know. He could play golf. He's a
good golfer, too.
Yeah,
better than me.
He's very good. He's a renaissance man. It's going. But we'll leave it.
I'll tell you what I shoot, though, when I stink.
He's honest about it. That's true. He is honest about it.
All right. But anyway, so you're doing the daytime now? I mean, all it is.
Daytime filling. TV.
I know. Didn't you do the overnight last night? No, Tony did.
No, I did the overnight
Tony
Sunday to Monday.
All right.
And I'm doing the overnight Saturday, Sunday. But I'm busy. I'm doing 1 to 3 next 2 days. Then I'm doing
tremendous.
TV Friday,
bro,
Saturday.
Bro, you're the best.
Joe, listen, it's all about the hustle, baby.
Yeah,
it's all about that grind, right?
Great. This is what makes you great. You're the guy that's going to replace me when I go down.
Wow, that means a lot, man. I appreciate it.
All right,
that.
Now,
yes,
you're a big Yankee fan, and I trust you as being a realistic, a fair,
rational. I try to be rational
Yankee fan. Okay, what's your thoughts on this? Every Yankee, I get the only calls I get that tell me I have to trade DeGrom from Yankee fans. That's it. You have to trade him. What's your thoughts on DeGrom?
You don't have to trade him.
Thank you.
And here's the other problem. Who's running the Mets next year?
Right.
Like, can I see who's running the Mets before I'm making a trade of Jacob DeGrom? And, Joe, everybody loves, you know, the Yankee to DeGrom rumor. Great. You want Andujar.
Right.
You want,
I think it's
Gleyber
fair,
Torres. But I don't want to trade those guys. So, therefore, we ain't making a trade.
Okay, right. That's exactly
we ain't making a trade. So, let the Yankees go get J-Hap.
Right.
Let them go get Cole Hamels.
Right.
They'll make their one for a championship, and the Mets can't hold on to Jacob DeGrom. And, you know, the Mets fan will tell me, oh, but we'll trade him to the Red Sox. The Red Sox just depleted their system to get Chris Sale. The Red Sox don't have much in the lineup.
And how's that working out for the White Sox, by the way?
Well, exactly. The White Sox right now, they're rebuilding for the next couple of years.
Right.
So
they've been rebuilding since they won the World Series in 2005.
I mean, here's the question. Are you going to spend money in the offseason and go get stars?
Of course they're not.
And if you're not, then you got to see what the plan of the new GM is going to be. Which I don't know what it is.
Who is the GM?
Well, I have no idea.
No, you know what the GM is? And Evan's right. Jeff Wilpon. He's the guy.
What you should do, though, is go get one of these, like, 35-year-old MIT kids, let them run the team, let them develop a farm system, and then say, all right, this is what we're going to do. That's what we're going to do. Now, would you feel better about trading DeGrom if it happened next year with new management?
No, I wouldn't feel. Because okay. Because, bro, here's my feeling now. I am finally seeing, as bad as this team is, okay, the one thing they got going for them, they got a very good four-man rotation. Forget the fifth guy, okay? All right? The top four guys are pretty good.
Well, listen, when you have DeGrom and Syndergaard there, and Madsen Wheeler have been better than I thought, right. But I'd sell high on those guys.
Why?
Because, Joe, I can't believe that they're going to do this again.
But how do I know that Wheeler is not on the precipice of being the guy we thought he was going to be when they traded for
Beltran? Sure, but how do I not know that? Hold on a second. What if Zach Wheeler is going to be Rich Harden?
But John,
a guy is having a career year. Guy can't stay healthy.
What are they going to get? Garbage back? Well,
how about you actually do some scouting, do some work, and get some decent? I'm not saying you'll get star
but who
prospects.
Has confidence in any of them?
Well, listen, that's what you should do if you're a smart organization.
Do I have confidence in these guys?
No, I'm not saying you should, but that's what they should do.
They're a dumb organization.
Well, no argument there.
I mean, that's smart.
But that's what you should do. Sell high on a guy like that. Because, listen, Joe, I'm with you on DeGrom. He's a star. Syndergaard, when he's right, he's a star.
It'd be nice if he pitched.
Zach Wheeler, well, you're going to see him probably in the next couple weeks. Zach Wheeler, I'm not convinced.
All right.
I'm not.
I understand that.
And he's a free agent after next year.
But my problem is, and of course the Mets would have to pay him if he got good, so that's another reason to get rid of him, of course. You know, we know that. God forbid they pay anybody. We don't do that.
Oh. Good luck with that, yeah. Good luck.
Oh, yeah, it's a pain. But I don't know.
You got Sam Darnold. Listen, here's what your focus should be.
Oh, I got Sam Darnold. That's the answer. How do I know Sam Darnold's any good? I don't
but
know.
But at least you have the hope, right?
No,
at least it's
hope.
There for you.
Bro.
It's
bro,
there.
Bro.
Is the coach.
Bro.
I mean, you never can get past the coach. And I can't stand the coach
the
either.
Coach
I think he's terrible.
He's horrible.
So is that like the breaking point for Joe Beningo? He can't get excited about Sam Darnold and the Jets because Todd Bowles is still there.
Well, I can't get excited about Sam Darnold until I see Sam Darnold play and actually be something.
No,
I don't know.
At least something to look forward to.
Okay,
I'm trying to give you some positive juju here.
I guess.
I'm trying.
I guess, bro.
I'm trying.
You know what I look forward to?
Golf.
Going out. The way I'm playing, not really. Going out and like working on my tan. You know what I mean?
Oh, you have no problem with that. I wish I could say the same.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, this is something I look for. Like working on my tan is like something to look forward to. You know? Going out in the hot weather and enjoying the summer while it's here because it'll be gone in 10 minutes and it'll be freezing again soon. That this is something for me to be looking forward to. I have no confidence. Look, one thing I will never do again, and I pray Donald is great. I pray. Every night.
But you're not anointing a quarterback before you see him on the field. And listen, I'm not saying that you should.
You know
I'm just saying you should be excited about it.
John,
that's
you know how many times I've said I finally got a quarterback? You know how many times I said that?
I mean, Joe, what have I been dealing with for the last 20 years?
Right.
Since
so
Marino,
never,
the last 15.
Right, I understand. So I'm never saying
anything. So
it again.
I'm in the same boat.
You are.
You know, you've actually seen more success than I have over the last 10 years.
Yes,
which is disturbing on so many levels.
Yeah, I understand it.
I've seen a playoff game before you, you know, 2 years ago.
Right. Yeah, that didn't work out well.
Well, I mean,
no, I understand.
They were double-digit underdog. I didn't have high expectations.
But even the game, when Pennington was a quarterback and he got waxed by the Ravens.
Oh, that Ed Reed pick six. Don't remind me.
And I love Chad. I mean, really, I got nothing but high. Chad was a very good player for
us. It's amazing. Chad is the last quarterback for your team and my team to win a division.
That's right.
Jets
in
02, yeah. Dolphins in 08. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. Well, your team at least won divisions on a regular basis.
Well, I mean, what?
My team's
before
won
before I was
two.
Born. Come
bro,
on, Joe.
How about the fact that Jets have won two division titles since the merger? Two.
Wow, that's nuts.
1998,
but you've seen,
2002.
What, four AFC title games. Basically.
And they lost them all. All on the road, they lost them all.
Which one hurts the most? Pittsburgh or Denver?
I would say probably Denver, because Denver was the best team.
And you would have won it all that year.
Denver was the best team we have had since the Super Bowl year, which is now only going to be 50 years ago this year, was the 98 team. They were the team.
And they would
have
won.
We had the coach. We had the team.
Vinny was playing great.
And we couldn't beat. We blew it in the Bronco game.
See, I don't know if you got past Pittsburgh, would you have beat Aaron Rodgers? Not sure.
I don't know.
I mean, it's a coin flip game.
I don't know.
Coin flip game.
I don't know.
But 98,
they could have won
Atlanta.
That game, too.
That Atlanta team was not that good.
No, they would have beat
Minnesota.
And they
should have been in the Super Bowl that year.
They waxed them, and not that, you know, who knows. They waxed them in a regular season when they played them, too, Atlanta that year. So, Chris Chandler was a quarterback.
Of course. Yeah. Terrence Mathis.
I know.
Jamal Anderson doing the dirty bird.
Dan Reeves. I understand. So, anyway, let's go back to the Yankees. So, you think the Yankees will wind up with Hap?
Happer Hamels.
Or Hamels.
One of those guys.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Listen, they have the best lineup in all of baseball.
Oh, my God, bro.
They have the best bullpen in all of baseball.
And Giancarlo's just getting ready to start.
Well, I mean,
he's just
idiots,
getting
Joe,
started.
These idiots who were calling in April saying, this guy's Steve Balboni.
Oh.
This guy can't handle New York.
Bro.
This guy's going to be a total stiff.
Stop.
Let me tell you something. If you were at Yankee Stadium for that opening day and you boo Giancarlo Stanton, shame on you.
Yeah.
Honestly. Because listen, Joe, I'm all for booing you guys when you deserve it.
Yeah, sure.
The guy, it was his first game in Yankee pinstripes. I mean, the team was playing great, and you're booing him out of the building. I'm sitting in a stadium, and it wasn't all the people. It was a small quotient.
Right.
But they made me sick. They still make me sick.
Did you see that his number, and this to me was kind of surprising. I was reading it today. His numbers right now, his power numbers.
Same as last year.
Are basically the same they were at this time last year. Basically, and he got one on and hit 59 home runs.
Now, we got to see one of those, you know, massive tears. And you know this, with any hired gun that comes to New York, it's about October.
No, of course.
He will be judged on those Red Sox games in September.
Amen.
He'll be judged when they're playing the Indians or the Astros. But these folks who want to, you know, react to April and May and say, oh, this is, you know, his, you know, moment. This is how you judge him as a Yankee.
No question.
He's going to hit. He's too good not to.
Of course.
He's too good.
Bro.
And I like the swagger, too. You know, Judge is very mild-mannered.
Judge is
very cool, calm, collected.
Judge is really the face of the team.
No, he is, and I love him. But I like the fact that Stanton, you could tell, he's cocky.
Oh, yeah,
and
he should be.
I like it.
He should be.
If I could hit a ball like that, I'd be cocky, too.
He's got a reason to be cocky.
I'd be flipping a bat. I'd be flexing a little bit. Why the hell not?
He's got a reason.
You'll never see me flexing, Joe.
No.
Not with these arms.
No,
can't do it. We're working on it, you know?
You can do a little work. You're working out a little bit?
I'm trying.
You look good, though.
Trying to stay in shape. That's the idea.
You look good.
Got it.
Chernoff's treating you all right?
Everything is great.
Okay.
No complaints. It's good to see you.
Because you wouldn't say if you wasn't.
No,
see, I would.
No. Everything's great. Listen, I'm here. Next 2 days. Life is good. It's good to see you. You look good.
Yeah, I don't know how good I look, though.
Nah, come on. You feel
I'm
great.
I'm telling you, my golf game is in the, you know where.
I got a buddy of mine who wants,
it's a dumpster fire.
And he's
right
another
now.
Guy who all is right. a Joe Beningo.
God bless
you. Know,
is he a Dolphin fan, too?
No, he's a Giant fan.
Oh, he's a Giant fan.
He's smarter than us.
Is he a Yankee fan?
Yeah, he is.
Of course. So he's a lot smarter.
Yeah, but he's one of your typical Yankee Giants. You know?
Yeah, but he's a lot smarter than me if he's a Yankee and a Giant.
Yeah, I always say, you know, it's the silver lining for the Dolphins. At least I have the Yankees.
You do have that.
And I have Syracuse.
Right.
Syracuse.
I got no silver lining at all.
Nah,
I'm a Knicks fan.
If you had to give up one. Yeah, I love basketball.
Who's your team?
The crappy Knicks.
Oh, you're a Knicks fan? You are a Knicks fan.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I get more into the college come March because I know my team has a chance.
Right.
The Knicks, you know, there's no chance.
Yeah. No, there's no chance.
No chance.
It's painful. All right, bro.
Joe,
you leaving me now?
I'm going to get ready for a show, I guess. I mean,
JJ,
I don't want to get
coming
at, so.
Up 1-3.
You the man.
He's a must listen. This is the future of this radio station right here. This guy, the great John Jastrzemski.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.